Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey everybody, welcome to Dank Discussions. Today we're joined by Kaylee Marks. Kaylee is the operator of Let's Get Baked. Thanks for joining us today, Kaylee.
Hey, hey. How are you?
Amazing, amazing. So happy to have you on. Can't wait to talk about your business, delicious business, and your journey within the industry. And you have a great story, so can't wait to talk about that. First, let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
We are based out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Very cool. And did you always grow up in Arizona, or where are you originally from, Arizona?
No. So I'm actually from Washington State, a little tiny podunk redneck town just outside of Olympia.
Amazing. And I guess what I want to hear about your story, your background. So first of all, what brought you out to Phoenix, and you know, tell me your story within the industry, you know, background, your experience with cannabis, and what led to Let's Get Baked.
Okay, so I moved to Phoenix originally in 2012. I wanted more opportunity, and I also I'm adopted, and so my biological father lives here, so I just decided, let's go. It's sunny down here, it's warmer, there's less rain. So I came to Phoenix and I worked in corporations. The last position that I worked was within a university, and that's actually where Let's Get Baked started. I worked in enrollment, and I would tell people every single day, like, if you're not happy, like, follow your dreams, do what you're passionate about. Like, don't settle in life. You have one life to live, like, do it. And I'm looking around myself, like, probably just having a bad office day, not enough coffee, whatever, I don't know. But I'm looking around and I'm like, this is not, like, how do I feel here? I don't feel complete. I don't feel like this is my match, right? Like, I'm helping people, yes, which I love. What motivates me is helping people. But I'm not helping people the way that I want to. I don't feel fired up about this. It was like number crunching, things like that. And so I've been cooking. The first recipe I ever made was when I was 8 years old. It was a mandarin orange pie. So random as ever, but I mean, I was eight. And I've loved cooking for a long time. And I got stuck in the rut, like going to physical therapy and taking prescriptions. Everything from like anxiety to muscle spasms. I refused pain pills just because that's just a whole nother level of a nightmare.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But even if it's like, even if you take a stomach pain pill, like, it makes you drowsy, it makes you irritable, and you don't have the brain power to really think and be the person that you are when you're taking prescriptions. And so I started looking into cannabis and CBD. I mean, I grew up around pot. I mean, it's Washington, the greatest weed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm from Cali, so I'm a little biased, you know, being from Cali. But, you know, we got some stuff from up there, too. You know, it's good stuff, too. Not bad.
I've seen some Cali weed. It's good. But I still think Washington is the best weed. We can have different opinions.
We can have a smoke-off, too. You know, no problem with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I actually took my partner up to Washington, and she got to try. We took a road trip from Arizona up through Nevada to Southern Oregon, into Washington, down through Cali. I mean, all those places are legal. So
yeah.
We had the most of the budget was weed.
Yeah. I mean, what a time to be alive, right? It's like, we're going
right.
on a
yes. weed. And the Oregon's good too, though. I'm telling you, the best weed I ever had was out of Oregon. It was a $14 eighth. I swear to God, it was called Conspiracy Kush. It was literally $14 out of all the weed we spent. We probably spent, I mean, over way too much. We spent at least $1,000 just in like a couple of weeks on weed. Like, we tried it from everywhere, and that was literally the best from Washington to Cali. So yeah, that was a really cool experience. But as far as the business, well, working at the university.
Before we get into the business, I mean, I want to jump in there real quick, because there you are growing up in Washington. We're talking about going down this trip, right? And now you're living in Arizona. Not such a friendly place, right? Like,
oh yeah.
So, I mean, what, how's that transition been in and of itself? Cause I mean, I want to continue in your story. It's super, super amazing, you know, but tell me kind of that transition in and of itself, probably kind of weird, difficult, all of the above.
I was scared to death to go anywhere. I'm not going to lie. I still am. So going from the country to the city, like I'm talking, I grew up on farms. Barely ever went to the city, like a concert one time, whatever. And then you come to Phoenix and it's like, the one thing I'll say is I love the amount of the gay culture that there is in the city. It's uh-huh. really helped me be able to get around my people and I think that lesbians are awesome. I'll just throw that out there. And so being around
I'm biased. My fiance's, you know, mothers are lesbians. So I'm biased. I love them. So I don't know. I agree.
I think lesbians are awesome. I mean, I guess there's like good and bad in every group of people that you're going to find, but there's good and bad with going from the country to the city, because the people are generally nicer in the country, but they're also more closed. They have more of a closed mind. Like my family called me Justin Bieber. And I had short hair for a while, so maybe that was it, but they hated it. Everybody here loved it. They hated it. It was like, grow your hair back out. And then here it's like the people are more transactional. It's not so much about when somebody comes into your house, like, here, have something to drink, have something to eat. It's like, it's just not part of it. So it's really taken a lot to actually settle into the city. Even like traffic is terrible. I had the first gun pulled out on me at like a Circle K. I don't like going to Circle K anymore.
Wait, are you serious? So, what, somebody pulled a gun on you?
Yeah, at a Circle K, this guy was just
you were just there like shopping, getting some chips or something, and some dude pulled a gun on you?
So he was checking out. It was me and my lady that was in the store, and he was like being a super pervert, like right in front of us, just staring us up and down. And I was like, do you need something? And he's like, what? You got a problem? You got a problem? And then just started getting loud, threw his drink at us, pulled out a gun. And I was like, okay, this is the city. There's a lot of craziness that happens, right? So now I don't like going to gas stations by myself.
Well, people in farms have guns too, you know, it's just a different, you know, it's
they do.
They use them for different reasons.
They'll pull out the rifle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But totally different. That was the first time I've ever had a gun pulled out on me. So the city is definitely an experience. But what I will say is there's so much opportunity in a city. So it's all about give and take. No matter where you're at, nothing is going to be perfect. It's just about adjusting and picking what you want to deal with and what you don't. So like for me, it's totally worth it to stay here because I want to grow. I don't want to be confined to, I can only get this big because I'm in a small city, right? Or a small town. It's limited opportunity. Where like in Phoenix, there's so much networking. People, like I've never gone to so many events in my life as when I came to Phoenix and started my business.
Yeah,
so people just love to network.
Exactly. And so let's go back to that now. So you're in enrollment, right? And working, office job, whatever. But now you have an amazing edibles company. So how did this come about? You know, I know you're talking about the pain medications, not want to take that. Yeah. And, you know, obviously background with cannabis and everything like that. But it's kind of a whole nother thing to just be like, you know what, I'm going to start an edible company. So
yeah,
you know, what's the inspiration? It is.
So I guess I just got tired of doing the same routine. Like I'm a person, like I literally crashed my computer and had to self-diagnose it. Anybody who works in an office understands the tech problems that come with it. Like I worked too fast for my computer and they literally told me like, you need to slow it down. Like, don't work so hard. What are you talking about? I'm a busybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I excel when I work, wherever I work. It doesn't matter where it is. I've always advanced. I've written training manuals for companies. I've done so much, hired, recruiting, all of that. And so just sitting at work one day with my hot pad, because my back hurts, right? Oh, old lady over here, 90 years old, but not. It was just a mesh of things, like not really feeling like I fit into the culture. Oh. Being in so much pain, and then the tech issues and telling people every day, like, follow your dreams. Well, why don't I do something that I love? Like, what is stopping me from taking that risk on myself? So I was working full time. I was taking two classes, getting involved at Honor Society. So I'm a full-time business student. So I do that. So it was my bit. So I started my business. I just applied for it one day. I was just like, you know what? I love cooking. I started infusing in my own house. Like, I literally ordered books off of Amazon and just did research. How do you infuse? What are the process? I looked at all these different like chefs and how they were doing their own infusion process. I read these books and I just took something from all of them and I just started cooking. And then the people in the office were like, what are you doing? Like, you seem so much happier. Like, you're walking around better. Like, you just genuinely seem happier. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, weird. Like, you're noticing. Cause I'm not saying, wow, like, hey, I'm smoking weed. You know, like, I'm not going to tell my boss. I was just like, listen, CBD. Like, I was using CBD and I smoke weed. So I told one person that I was comfortable with. Come to find out, like, my manager actually found out that her husband was divorcing her. They decided to go through a divorce. And she comes to me and she's like, Haley, like, I need your help. Like, can you just, like, let me use some of your CBD drops? I was like, okay. Because that's what I would use at work. I'm not, like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I did smoke my vape pen. But they didn't see me. So I gave her some of my CBD drops. And I ended up getting off of work because I worked the earlier shift. And that night I text her and I was like, hey, how did you do? Like, are you doing okay? Like, what's up? She said, Kaylee, I literally had one of the best conversations I've ever had with a student. Like, right after you left, like, the best conversations. And keep in mind, she just was like in tears talking about her divorce. This is the only man she's been with. She's had, like, she has a kid with him, all this. She takes a few CBD drops and she's like, I didn't feel a kick in or anything. I didn't even notice it. Like, and then when I was reflecting on the day when you asked me, I realized, wow, it really did help. Like, so I started seeing it, like, with her. And then a couple
of my other funny? Isn't that funny where she's like, I didn't see it, right? She didn't. We always wait for something to happen, you know, and that's the whole thing. Everything. We're waiting for someone to feel something, a psychoactive factor or a sensation, you know, something going on. And with the CBD, it's not like that, right? And I think that's where people kind of miss the point. Like you said, she kind of reflecting on the day and saying, holy crap, like, I had this shitty beginning of the day, and then all of a sudden, I had the best conversation. I was able to be there with my students. And I felt it
because for her to be going through something so devastating and then not even like knowing anything about CBD, just me telling her some information, being like, listen, just try this. So it's not like she had thoughts in her brain about how this was going to respond with her. Because some people, you can make things happen. That's why they give like those little fake pills or whatever, the placebos or whatever, so that they can sometimes it's just in your mind. But she's like, now that you asked me, like, it was great. And it made me feel great because I saw that in her, right? And then she started coming to me more often and just, even just CBD, like, it doesn't have to be like you have to smoke weed. The cannabis plant in itself has so many amazing healing properties in so many different areas. So everything from pain to anxiety, stress, all of that. Even your muscles, like for post-workout. So when I saw how it affected her when she was going through what she did, and then other people started coming to me like, hey, like, I'm having problems with class. I can't sleep.
Wow.
My best friend, he is a veteran, and he has a very hard time sleeping. And he started using my products, and he told me he could actually sleep through the night, which was huge for him because they have him on all types of medication.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why aren't your medications working? Like, if you're coming to me, but you're still taking this, why? And then they and then it was literally like the next week they told him he could not use CBD, cannabis, anything like that. So then they banned it. So then he just got a taste of being able to sleep, and now they're pulling it back. So I'm really hoping that that can change, but everything is a process.
It's so devastating. I mean, with the veterans, you know, sending them over there, being exposed, you know, PTSD, anxiety, they come back with so many things, pain management.
Right.
And then they pump them full of pills, and then they're not going to let them have a natural remedy, right?
Right. And why?
It's just absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, and I work with veterans, you know, what we do, and, you know, the benefits, and it sucks. Like, why can't people on active duty, right? People who are still in there.
Right.
It's just incredible. It's really,
because
really
sad. Think about it. You still have your brain, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you take CBD. It's not like she felt it kick in. It wasn't
it's non-psychoactive. It's
complete. Came above her.
Yeah.
But then you have like, okay, you want me to take an anxiety medication? Your brain is, you're not with it. And wouldn't you want somebody to be able to think through things before acting? Like, if you have PTSD, I have PTSD. Mm-hmm. If you're on pills and it's just fogging your judgment, that doesn't make you think through things clearly. You're just slower to respond, and you're irritable, so you're more hateful, and it's a buildup. If you're using CBD, like, I don't have a hangover from my CBD last night. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you can use your brain better. You don't feel it kick in. There's not all the side effects, and it helps with so much. I don't see where the logic is in pushing these pills when they're not even actually fixing the problem. They're covering them up, and then people can't function. And then there's all these additional pills they add just to counteract the other. Whereas cannabis, it's like, yeah, there's different parts of the plant you can use for various things, but why not more of a natural approach? It doesn't make sense to me. I stopped taking all prescriptions after I started using CBD and making the edibles.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped taking the 22 prescriptions that I was taking.
Wow.
And solely used cannabis and CBD. Now, I have stomach pain here and there, and I have pain in my back here and there. And
yeah, it's not a magic bullet. It's not like, you know, it's not a magic, you know, cure all of everything. But, you know, what it does for people and for all of us, you know, allowing us to get off the medications and you know, like I said, it's, nothing's perfect, right? You take the pills, taking the 22 pills, I'm sure you had all kinds of side effects, all kinds of things going on that you're not experiencing anymore. Yeah, exactly.
I would much rather have some pain, some anxiousness. I'm still human, right? You just have to accept and try to find different ways. Like, if my back is hurting really bad, I have a hot pad.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would rather use a hot pad than take an ibuprofen or whatever. Like, stretching, exercising, pushing yourself, not just taking the easy route of popping a pill, goes a long way. So yeah, maybe it's not a perfect solution, but I'm telling you that my life went from being like, I was unhappy, like depression. I went from being an athlete to barely walking, and I felt it, right? Like, I felt defeated when I was taking all of this, going to physical therapy, doing my part, and I was still like miserable. I was in so much pain, like my brain. I wasn't even myself. So where I can use cannabis and cook with cannabis and CBD and all of that, I would much rather be the person I am today, where I'm ambitious. I get I work hard. I help people anytime I can, because I have my mind to be able to utilize it. Where when I was on the anxiety meds and everything there, I didn't really want to leave my house.
Uh-huh.
you know? And so it's made a huge impact on my life. And with being able to use my brain, it's like, now I can take a chance on myself. Let me do this. If I fail, at least I failed trying, right? Mm. And failure is a part of success. So
100%.
When I worked at the university, I literally just applied for the license and like, I didn't hesitate. And every single day, if there's something that comes in front of me that I don't want to do, like I'm an introvert, me doing events, me doing podcasts, me making videos, me posting my pictures, me doing any of this stuff, is me challenging myself and me growing as a person because I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in cannabis. I believe in CBD. And I make my products, they're organic. I use good, like cage-free brown eggs, natural sugar. Like I take the extra time to make sure I'm not damaging the cannabinoids when I'm cooking them. Uh-huh. That's important too. Whenever you cook, temperature is everything. Not opening the oven 100 times, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, but I feel like if I'm gonna run myself into the ground for somebody else's company, why not run myself into the ground at least trying for myself, right? Uh-huh. Because now I've empowered myself to be able to help a wider group of people. And that's what I live for. I love helping people and I love seeing people grow. And I see that when I see people start using cannabis and CBD, not in the sense of let me get blazed to the wind day in and day out, sit on my couch. It's not even that. I don't think I could even be an honors student if I didn't smoke weed because I'm ADHD. Yeah. I don't take pills for that. I'm anxious. I don't take pills for that. You don't want to know what I do? I'll take a puff. I'll microdose just so I can focus and intake the information. But if I wouldn't use cannabis or CBD, I wouldn't be able to have the capacity or the space in my brain to even absorb all the reading or assignments. And I want to learn that stuff. So I feel like I'm giving myself an opportunity to have a life by using cannabis, because before it's like, I just felt like a robot. And I don't want to be a robot. I want to be able to empower people and make them feel like I can do this. And so I talk to quite a few different people and just tell them like, don't, like I've helped people even apply for their LLCs, like to start their own businesses. You know, I want to see people grow. And if I don't do it for myself, what kind of example am I being? Uh-huh. You know? And so that's what I'm all about. And even just like with me being a lesbian, I love that my company's Les Get Baked and that it's open and everybody knows, because it's bold. Yes, but I'm bold. I face my fears. I'm not afraid to be that one person to stand out and say, yes, I'm a lesbian, because no companies are doing that. Like, they just made it legal where me as a lesbian, I could walk into a business and get denied service because somebody's uncomfortable with my sexuality. Like, wow. I want to be that company that's like, you know what? You're gay, or you're socially awkward, or you're Polly, it doesn't even matter. You're a person. You matter. And I want the LGBT community to know that, I mean, I'm not afraid to be that person. I love what I do. I love who I am. And since I embraced my sexuality and came out as a lesbian, I don't think that I could be happier. You know, you have to really feel good about who you are. I'm responsible for my own happiness. And I want it to show in my business. So what better way than to bring it into my business to where people know this is Kaylee, this is what she's about, you know?
That's amazing. The whole thing is so amazing because it sounds so, you know, it comes up a lot, obviously in the podcast, serendipitous, you know, where it's like, here you are, you're looking for a solution for your own stuff going on and hell, it's working for you. And then someone's asking you, hey, can you help me out? Someone else asked me, hey, can you help me out? And all of a sudden, you're combining these two loves that you have, right? Where it's the baking, right? And it's being able to have infused products and being able to combine them and now making it into a business. And not only that, but like you said, being proud, being able to show who you are and breaking barriers within not only the industry, but within business in general, obviously, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I'd love to, you know, hear about that as well. You know, you talk about, you know, being bold and, I think there's this kind of like, I don't know, people think that you have to be somebody for somebody else. You have to put on a show in business, or you have to pretend to be something, or you have to anything else, right? Or don't talk about that, right? That's not going to be good for business. Is it good for business, right? All that kind of stuff. And I tend to think the opposite, where you just have to be so genuine, right? You have to be so genuine in the world. You have to be so genuine. Because you know what? I'm going to interact with whoever my clients are. Okay, I interact with them a lot, or I'm going to interact with people in business forever long. But I have to deal with me 24 hours a day, right? I have to live with the decisions I make 24 hours a day. So why would I want to put on a show for someone else, right? When I want to attract the people who are gonna like Maynard for who he is, right? And the same thing for you, right? Why would you want someone to like Kaylee for the show that you put on, right? You have to be genuine. So I love that you've made that. Now tell me kind of your feedback or whatever you've gotten, being out and having it so, part of the brand, right? Tell me about that a little bit.
So I put a ton of thought into the business name. I really did. I wanted
it to be something. I love it, by the way. It's so funny. It's so great.
Well, thank you. I love it too. It's spunky and it's out there. Like, I literally just, here you go. And nobody has to question.
I knew right away. I'm like, oh, this is great. I'd love to have her on. I'd love to talk to her. This is awesome,
And, the funny thing is every, let's say, like you, when you saw my business, it drew your attention, right?
Yeah.
You contacted me.
Yeah.
However, when I'm talking to, one of the companies that I work with was going to work on taking me national, and literally told me I needed to change my business name or launch a secondary company. And it wasn't the first time I'd heard it. The first person that offered me a THC contract, they literally was like, are you sure this is what you want to do? Like, are you sure? So I talked to my partner and I was just telling her, like, listen, I don't know if it's the right move. I mean, I come from a small town where it's literally like 5 gay people when I was going to school, that like, if you could even find that many. So I totally looked at my pipe with my weed in it. I got distracted on my whole tangent. I was like, wait, what's I just saying? Like, I just looked at my bowl. Sorry.
No, you're talking about the companies that you're wanting. They're talking about taking you national and they're saying, hey, you're going to want to change your name. You're going to have a subsidiary. You're going to want to do something different because this is
going to sell. I'm going to limit myself.
Yeah.
They said I was going to limit myself. So, I felt it because I know that the people out there that don't support the gays and the alphabet people,
they probably don't like CBD or cannabis in general either, right?
They probably don't.
Same people.
But
so what are you really doing? I talk to people from the South and they're not all about, oh yeah, CBD, great. They have so much stigma, so much stuff going on. That's aside from this, right? Great family, everything, soccer moms, all this kind of stuff. And people look at them sideways because, oh, you're in the cannabis industry. Oh, you're going to go
everybody a high.
Oh, exactly.
And Adderall.
She's like, pop another Xanax, Karen. Drink your wine. Watch it down
Karen.
Your wine.
Dang. It's true, though. It's like, I get that there's stipulations on it, but it's like, when you look at the people that are using it, like, literally step back. You go to a business meeting in an office, you're generally uncomfortable, you have to prepare, you're nervous. You go to be around people in the cannabis industry and it's about business. But for whatever reason, the people that I've noticed in the industry, they have a better understanding of people. Like, it's more laid back. Like, you talk about business, you do things, but you also acknowledge
it's not just
the other person as a person.
Exactly.
Let me help you, right? Like, mm-hmm. I haven't found any other communities that want to help build people as much as the people in the cannabis industry.
I love it.
And when you see people happy in their roles, mm-hmm. long-term and excited, that's where I want to be. I don't want to be that person that I'm so stressed out in the office because I'm number crunching. Like, you number crunch as a business. Yes. but why not do that for myself? Why not do it in a helping manner? Yes, I help people get into school, but they also push you to put people in school that maybe it's not really their dream, but it's number crunching. And that's where it was like, well, do I want to continue this and help people this way where sometimes it's really not convenient? Because like as me, as a business owner, I'm ethical. And if somebody asked me, Kaylee, if I take this treat, am I going to pass the UA? I'm going to tell you, if you eat like 1,000 of these treats, you might test positive, faintly, right? I'm honest. I want people to know what the risks are. I'm not going to schmooze people just to get a sale, right? And that's the difference between the corporate world and my approach. Uh-huh. Yes, I may limit myself, but I want to at least feel good about what I'm doing. And I've noticed that there's a lot of people in the industry that are the same, that have the heart to just want to help, right? And I want to be around those people.
Exactly.
That work hard, that they don't want to just have a handout, right? They're not afraid to get their hands dirty, and they want to help people. And the biggest thing I think now in the cannabis industry is just education. If you don't know something, look it up. Like even with cooking with cannabis, you can look up dosing guides, like all of that. There's so much information. I mean, I had like some lady come into the bakery one day and is like, well, I forget the exact ailment that she had. I wish I could remember. It was like fibromyalgia or something.
Yeah.
I think it was fibromyalgia. Literally, I was just like, okay, listen, she was super afraid to try it. And I was like, let me get your email. I'm going to send you some information. Now, I didn't have to do this because this is just some lady. She wasn't interested. I could have let her walk out the door with like a regular cupcake, right? But if she's feeling stuck and she's talking about this with the lady at the bakery, she doesn't know me. She clearly has a problem, right? She feels defeated. You can see it on her face. So I was like, let me send you some information. And I went and researched for this lady how it would help her. Cannabis and CBD would help her. You go above and beyond people when you believe in what you're using. And for cannabis, it's like, it affects us. The people that use cannabis, the people that are around it every day, it's hard to miss how it helps people. But then again, there's people that get too high that want to take one too many dabs or get blown to the face. There are those stoners, yes. But there are people like me as well and like you that manage the stress that comes with the business, manage daily problems, without having all these additional ailments that come with it. So
amazing. And that's the whole thing, is doing good for people, you know, and being true. And, you know, you're talking about not, you know, it's kind of not wanting to schmooze somebody just for the sale. And that's the whole point, right? Doing everything with integrity, doing everything with dignity. It's so important. Right. And, you know, now, you know, I want to transition a little bit and talk more about different, you know, Let's Get Baked. The food, the products, yeah. Right? And I want to talk about too, you know, first and foremost, was this something that you started off like, you know, having for yourself, maybe the THC side, and then you kind of incorporated it, you know, the CBD to do, you know, to have your business? And then also another question is, you know, what's the source, you know, and I know you talked about earlier, making sure that you keep the cannabinoids intact, and the way that you go about it. Now, you know, using full spectrum, and I would love to get more into the science and kind of the, you know, the ingredients and everything that goes into your product. And I want to obviously talk about how delicious they look in the products themselves as well.
So I love taking pictures, and so does my partner. So we actually take all of our own pictures, so I know how good they look. But my products, so I do use full spectrum. So I use a full spectrum CBD. It's through Hempavan. So it is third party lab tested. That was super important to me, as well as it being organic. I talked to so many CBD companies.
Oh yeah.
Before
you gotta vet your companies, you know, you gotta get into bed with somebody, you know, when you're marrying somebody, you know, it's like, you gotta know what you're giving to someone else, obviously, you know. And,
well, people will buy gas station CBD and like, oh no, CBD didn't work for me. Well, where'd you get it?
Like, it's incredible. Like, this whole gas station CBD thing, it just comes up all the time. It's such a bunch of bullshit, honestly. Like, I can't even believe that people would compare or try it, let alone compare it, you know, to anything else, right? It's You go. Well,
it's like you buy gas station pizza and compare it to like Red Devil's pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, so I didn't like it, or like Little Caesars.
You're gonna buy
like,
those pills. You're gonna buy those pills in the gas station. You know that they have there. You're gonna go to a pharmacist. You're gonna go to a place, a reputable place where you know you can talk to somebody and get education. And you know that what they're giving you is.
Knowing what's in your products is important. And so I made sure that I found an organic CBD company. It's actually a lesbian owned company. And then as far as my products go, I wanted to, you go into dispensaries and you get edibles. And what I remembered when I first started getting into the industry or getting into edibles, because I can't smoke that much. I have really poor lungs. And so, and also with edibles, it's more of a body thing, right? So it helps with my back pain, my muscle pain, my hip, like the pain that I have, it helps a lot more when you have the edibles, ingestibles. So I use like cage-free brown eggs, natural sugars. I do make keto products and gluten-free as well, but I focus on the quality of the ingredients. And also making sure that I'm not just throwing things together. Like I make everything that I make, I taste test it and I put my heart into it. Like I really love what I do.
That's gotta be really tough doing the taste testing. You know, that's gotta be really tough.
My neighbors love me. I've had people ask to be taste testers and I'm like, listen, my neighborhood would fight you.
Yeah.
So I make everything like with heart. And so each product that I make, it's super delicious. Like, and I make everything entirely from scratch. Like I love cooking. So making sure that all the ingredients are quality ingredients, they're organic ingredients. And then also like with my packaging, you know, one of the biggest problems well, in the world right now is plastic, but in the cannabis industry especially, we're one of the like biggest contributors to plastic, I feel like. I mean, you go into it and everything is in plastic.
Yeah.
So another thing to set myself aside besides everything else is that I put my products in 4-ounce mason jars. And so they are reusable. People use them either for stash jars, nug jars, whatever. Yeah. And I'm working on an incentive program. So if people return them, then they can get a credit, an in-store credit. But I wanted to work on sustainability and not being a contributor to the problem. So beyond my products and focusing on quality, flavor, and sustainability is pretty much my mission statement, because I want to set myself aside so that I bring value and quality and that I care about my customers. And that's why I have such good ingredients. And I take the I have to spend quite a bit to get the natural sugar, to get the good butter, you know, all of that, because I want to have that quality product. And I also want to show that I care about the environment by not having plastic.
No, it's amazing. You know, sustainability is a big issue, obviously. And we talk about it, you know, not just with the products, but even the cultivation side and everything that goes along with it. And, you know, this is a green industry, right? We got to be green in all ways, obviously, you know, so.
I feel like if the cannabis industry is bringing in so much money, why is it that my podunk little company is trying to take cuts for sustainability purposes? Like, it is not cheap to get jars, not cheap at all. I will eventually have hemp plastic. That is my goal. I'll get there. But I don't know why the bigger companies don't look for more sustainable options. Like I get it's cheaper, but like nobody's taking that risk right now. In business, it's like, this is the thing about business. So many different people think of different things every day, but most businesses are things that have been thought of and then just somebody's own twist on it, right? Like there's tons of people who are making CBD edibles or a regular bakery or whatever. But when you're establishing a business, it's not just about your customer service or your product. It's about differentiating yourself from other companies. Why would somebody choose you compared to the bakery down the road, right?
Exactly.
It's about how you present yourself. So I think it's... when you can give yourself a reason to stand out, that's in a way that it's helping the earth, it's helping people, it's helping animals. It's literally like plastic. I don't think people realize how bad it is. Like it is. I literally wrote down, there's literally between 4.8 and 12.7 million tons of plastic that enters the ocean each year. What is that? Like, so anyways, I don't want to be that problem. And so I would hope to see that more companies would take that risk. Like if there's so much billions of dollars that are being made, why don't you put it back into the earth? Like make it sustainable. Like take that extra leap because it shows that you care as a company and that you have that integrity and that you're going to do your part.
People try and cut corners everywhere, you know, and especially with the big business and this and that. And there are people doing it the right way too, you know, so you got a mixed bag of everything. And I think, you see a lot of the funding going into the big companies and, they end up weeding themselves out, you know, no pun intended, where it's, you know, these guys, a lot of these people, they're running out of money, even though they have all this funding, all this cash flow, and they're not able to turn it around, you know, even though they're taking these shortcuts. I think this industry is a different kind of industry. You know, people come in here with their traditional kind of business practices, and you're seeing it just not working in the industry because it's a different community. It's a different target. The people who are buying are different. You know, the people who are running things are different. And people coming in from the outside who are just doing the same thing they've done and, you know, thinking that they can just duplicate what they've done their whole lives. It's great. Glad you've been able to be successful other places. But you're seeing it over and over and over again that these same things are just not working, you know, and it's different. So there's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of challenges. I want to ask you too, you know, what's been the biggest challenge that you've had, the biggest obstacle that you've had, with Let's Get Baked and how you've been able to overcome it?
I think the hardest obstacle is staying true to my vision. I know that I've had to adjust it here and there, but like I told you, I put a lot of thought into even like the company name, right? Like, what do I want my culture to be? Like, I've gotten so much kickback. Edibles aren't a market you're going to be rich in. You should do plastic because it's way cheaper. You need to change your name because I don't like it. You're limiting your market, you know, all of that. It's all new. It's not the approach every single person is taking. And I want to have the solid values that I want to show people that I'm proud to be a lesbian. I love it when lesbian people or transgenders or gay men or polyamorous or whatever somebody straight. I don't care. I love helping people and especially LGBT because there is so much, even today in 2020, you would be amazed at the things that I hear as being a woman, like I just haven't met the right guy, you know, or people taking a business meeting and turning it into a chance to hit on me. Like, no, like this is about business. Wow. I get it. I'm a woman, but that's not how I do business. And so you would be amazed at the boldness of some people, right? But it still does happen. But it's just like knowing what you want to do, having a clear vision and sticking to it. And so that's been the hardest thing for me is because I'm so new to the city. I'm so new to putting myself out there with events and social media. Like I barely used social media before I started my business. All this is new. But the one thing that I know is why I started this, and it was to help people and to be proud of who I am and proud of my direction and for taking the chance on myself. And so that would be, I think, the hardest thing is just staying true to being an openly lesbian company who cares about not using plastic, you know, like that's been the biggest fight. And I'll keep fighting that battle because it's something I truly believe in. I want people to feel comfortable with being gay and being more, you know, I'm not pushing people to be gay, just being comfortable with who they are and embracing it and not letting your mind get you caught up in, I can't do this or the chance of failure. You know, it's, I'm going to take a chance on myself, and this is what I'm about. And if I can help somebody, then my day is made, because that's why I started this. So not losing my values and my core, and my core to please other people. And because I could get further ahead if I didn't take these paths. Right.
Yeah.
But I do, because it's what I believe in, and I'm proud to be me, and I'm proud of where, as far as I've come in this amount of time. And I want other people to take those chances on themselves and make the same choice. You know, if you're not happy with where you're at, take responsibility. Nobody's forcing you to be unhappy. You know, you're responsible for that happiness. And so if you're not happy, literally figure out something that you love or what's going to change that for you and make it happen.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that attitude. And, you know, now that you have your own business and, you know, talk about being true to yourself and everything, and, you know, a lot of different stages. Now, I'm always interested. I ask everybody the same question. You know, how do you define success, and what does success look like for you?
So to define success, I think is to, that's a really great question. How do I define success?
Business, life, anything, you know, it's not an easy question. It took me a while to know my answer.
I should have thought about that. I mean, that's so funny. How do I define success? So if I were to think of myself as like, hey, I am successful at this point, I think it's finding whatever lights up your passion. If you can find something that, well, I mean, people do things that they don't like every day, so. For me, I'll feel like I've hit success when the business is running smoothly and I've started my nonprofit and I'm helping people and inspiring them to take the chances on themselves. When I see people that are using CBD or even just educating themselves about it that are around me, I think that would be success to me, is just making it and being able to help people. I think that I'm getting close, like I'm on my road. I guess I don't know for sure, because I'm redefining my path every day. So I should make a standard, like this will be successful. I'm a Virgo. So if I make a goal for myself, I'm like, actually I need to get it here. But I think when people are successful, it's just when you find something that you are happy in what you're doing, and whether that be if you're making the money you want to make or you have the position that you set your goal for, if you're happy with where you're at, happiness is the hardest thing to obtain these days. I feel like people are never okay with where they're at. It's always, well, that person has a better purse, or that person has prettier hair, or whatever. Just being content with what you have, because when you're grateful for what you have, that's when you find happiness and not comparing yourself to others. So I think that truthfully is what success is really just feeling good. Hey, like I did this, I hit my goal, and I'm going to continue setting goals and making them. That to me is success, because it's, I think everything is about a mentality and your perception on what you're going to do with your life. And every person is going to be different, because some people are motivated more by money. Some people are motivated more by helping. Some people, you know, whatever your motivation is, if you found that and you're doing that and living that, then you're successful in your own right. So
amazing. Amazing. No doubt about it. Living it, giving back. I heard a lot of great stuff there. You know, being happy with where you're at, you know, being grateful for where you're at, all the amazing stuff. Now, you know, as we close, how can listeners find out more about you, about Let's Get Baked, connect with you, buy your delicious products, everything like that?
So my website is lesgetbaked.com, and that's LEZGETBAKED.com. And then I'm on Instagram, Let's Get Baked LLC, as well as Facebook. So, I mean, the three of those, I mean, I have a Pinterest too, if you'd like that. It's Let's Get Baked. But so definitely any of those, if you want to place an order, it's, if you go to my website, I actually have a sale going on through Friday now, because it is my 1 year, and we hit some pretty good milestones for growth. And so my products are 40% off right now through Friday. And yeah.
Very good. Very good. And you're shipping nationally now, or is it just?
Yeah. Anywhere in the USA, actually, because it is full spectrum. So, yep.
Sweet.
Definitely good to go.
Kaylee. Wow. So grateful. I'm grateful. This was successful, you know, and really grateful to have you on, and really grateful for sharing your battle, your journey, everything, your story, and really great. Really appreciate it. So thanks for jumping on. Good luck to you for the rest of 2020 and beyond.
All right. Thank you. You too. It was nice to meet you.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptake in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us. Plans start at $248. Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's CalacanN.com, and follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.